Welcome to Morning Blend, Atlas 21's daily news brief for February 27th, 2026. In today's episode, Citigroup is moving into Bitcoin custody for institutional clients, and that's a bigger deal than it might sound. U.S. authorities have pulled off one of the largest digital asset seizures ever, tied to a massive fraud network in Southeast Asia. And on the macro side, inflation data is coming in hotter than expected, bank stocks are taking a beating, and geopolitical tensions are adding pressure across markets. Let's get into it, starting with Bitcoin. Citigroup has announced plans to launch a Bitcoin custody infrastructure by the end of this year, and the goal is straightforward: give institutional investors a way to access Bitcoin through the same traditional banking rails they already use. This is significant because a lot of large institutional players have been sitting on the sidelines, not necessarily because they don't want exposure to Bitcoin, but because the infrastructure hasn't been there within their comfort zone. Citi building that bridge could change the calculus for a meaningful chunk of institutional capital, and it puts them squarely alongside other major financial institutions that are already moving in this direction. The integration of digital assets into mainstream finance is clearly no longer a question of if, it's a question of how fast. Moving on, U.S. authorities have seized more than $580 million in digital assets linked to so-called pig butchering scams operating out of Southeast Asia. If you're not familiar with the term, these are sophisticated long-con fraud schemes where victims are manipulated over time into handing over their funds. This seizure is being described as one of the largest of its kind ever tied to organized online fraud, and it's a reminder that while the digital asset space is maturing rapidly, enforcement agencies are also sharpening their tools. And also, Bitcoin's recent rebound attempt didn't make it very far. The recovery was cut short as U.S. equity markets declined and gold surged, with investors pulling back from risk assets across the board. The reasons being cited: a hotter-than-expected producer price index reading, growing concerns around credit stress, and rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran. When macro headwinds pile up like that, Bitcoin tends to feel the pressure alongside other risk-on assets, and today was no exception. Let's move on to finance. On the inflation front, the core producer price index, which tracks wholesale prices before they reach consumers, came in at 0.8% for January. That's up from 0.6% in December and higher than analysts had penciled in. It's another data point suggesting that inflationary pressure in the U.S. economy isn't going away as quickly as many had hoped, and it's adding to the general unease in markets right now. Speaking of unease, U.S. bank stocks are on track for their worst single-day drop since April, and there are a couple of things driving that. Investors are worried about stress building in private credit markets, and there's also growing concern about what artificial intelligence could mean for the software industry, which has ripple effects across the financial sector. It's a broad sell-off that reflects just how much anxiety is circulating right now. Adding to that anxiety, a UK property lender called Market Financial Solutions has collapsed, and the fallout is being felt on Wall Street. The firm had ties to a Bangladeshi politician's real estate empire, and its failure is now prompting banks and lenders to take a hard look at their exposure. It's the kind of event that on its own might be containable, but in the current environment, it's one more thing rattling investor confidence. And finally, President Trump weighed in on the situation with Iran, saying he would, and I'm quoting here, "love not to pursue military action, but that sometimes you have to." Iran has so far refused to comply with U.S. demands to scale back its nuclear program, and Trump's comments left the door open to escalation. Markets are already factoring in that uncertainty, and it's contributing to the broader risk-off mood we've seen today. That's all for today's Morning Blend. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.